From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday reached a two-year bipartisan budget deal worth about $300 billion that would lift caps on defense and domestic government spending in an attempt to end the kind of squabbling over fiscal issues that has plagued Washington for years. Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate Democrats, said the deal should break the cycle of partisan fights over spending. But Democrats in the House of Representatives have warned that they will not back the bill unless Republican Speaker Paul Ryan promises to advance separate legislation on immigration policy. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jung, is part of North Korea's delegation heading to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. David Doyle has that story.
Kim Yo-jung was blacklisted last year by the U.S. Treasury Department. Her visit also raises concerns over whether Pyongyang is using the Olympics to push its own agenda. That's something that U.S. officials are keen to block.
We will not allow North Korean propaganda to hijack the message and imagery of the Olympic Games.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the U.S. will soon unveil its toughest ever economic sanctions on the reclusive country.
That was David Doyle reporting. U.S. lawmakers are demanding Myanmar's exclusion from U.S.-led military exercises in neighboring Thailand next week amid pressure for more American sanctions in response to atrocities against Rohingya Muslims. Criticism by Democrats and Republicans in Congress reflects the souring view of the Southeast Asian nation's transformation from decades of army rule to democracy as evidence of widespread abuses have mounted. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Taiwan was hit by an earthquake of a 5.7 magnitude on its eastern coast island Wednesday evening. The government said the earthquake took place Wednesday near Hualien City, the same area that a strong quake struck on Tuesday and where recovery efforts were still ongoing. Rosanna Philpott has more on the damage.
The tremor has left 40,000 homes without water and almost 2,000 without power. Footage from Tuesday night showed people trying to escape leaning buildings, passing children down from balconies as aftershocks shook the city.
At least 7 people have been killed and 67 missing. Kenya's government said Wednesday it had deported a politician arrested for witnessing the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as the people's president, an event considered to be treason. Miguna Miguna called the government's latest actions illegal and said he would challenge them in court.
We want nothing but power.
Yes.
Our power that these despots took by force. We are the people, and nobody is going to dictate terms to us.
The government this week also suspended the passports of 14 opposition leaders. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a recent outbreak of ethnic violence in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo could lead to a mass exodus of refugees and internal displacement. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The UN Refugee Agency says violent clashes between the Hema and Lendu ethnic groups in Ituri province have killed at least 30 people and caused more than 5,000 to flee their homes. UNHCR spokesman Babar Baloch tells VOA the conflict, which erupted 5 days ago, is not new to this region.
Around 400,000 people were displaced because of the tensions between of the two groups.
Tens of thousands of people were killed between 1999 and 2003. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States is rallying countries in the Western Hemisphere to escalate the fight against a problem that's detrimental to the region, drug trafficking. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he is encouraged by Colombia's progress in the reduction of cocoa growth. Tillerson's remarks came days after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to curb assistance to illicit drug hotspots. After Colombia, Tillerson heads to Kingston, Jamaica, the final stop of his five-nation Latin American tour. The European Union has sent the United States a demand for talks on compensation for steep U.S. tariffs imposed on import solar panels. The EU request said Germany was a major exporter and cited World Trade Organization rules under which it could demand compensation. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.